Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Amy Schumer.
And some of you might know me from my TV show Inside Amy Schumer or my movie Trainwreck. I have an HBO special coming out a week from tonight. And people keep asking me, they say, Amy, is it an exciting time for women in Hollywood? Is it an exciting time for women? And I'm like, no. The girl who played me as a little girl in Trainwreck, she's 9 years old. Her name's Devin. And she came up to me at the premiere and she said, I overheard my agent tell my mom that my cheeks are too big, so I don't get a lot of work. But then I thought, well, my cheeks made me look like you. And I'm so grateful I have these cheeks. And and so I just kind of leaned down and I just said, you know, well, what does that mean, Devin? My cheeks are fine, Devin! No. I was like crying. I was like, you're gonna work forever. But we have to be a role model for these little girls, because who do they have? All they have, literally, is the Kardashians. And she doesn't have a Malala poster in her room, trust me. And is that a great message for little girls? For a whole family of women who take the faces they were born with as like a light suggestion? Is that great? No. And like, we used to have Chloe, you know? Chloe was ours, right? Whenever there's a group of women, you identify with one of them, right? Like with Sex and the City, you'd be like, oh, you know, I'm such a Samantha, right? And if somebody's like, you're more like a Miranda, you're allowed to be like, why don't you kill yourself? Maybe somebody named after rights. But then Chloe, she lost half her body weight. Like, Chloe just, she left it. She lost a Kendall. And we have nothing. And I want good role model. I have an 18-month-old niece, and we have the exact same body. Thank you. And I gave her a bath. I'd never given a baby a bath before. And so I'm giving her a bath and I'm washing her hair, and she kind of has like, you know when babies have like male pattern baldness, kind of like she looks like Benjamin Franklin right now, you know? So I'm just like washing her little hair, and then it occurred to me, like, oh, I have to wash her butthole and her vagina. Like, I hadn't thought about that. Just kind of weirded me out. And I'm like, you can do this, Schumer, you know? So I put Jessica Alba's soap on my hand, and because, like, you don't want to, like, support Jessica Alba because she's too pretty, but it's, like, awesome soap, it turns out. So, and I was like, and I washed her butthole. And, like, I didn't go nuts, you know? Like, I washed it, like, as if I was washing my own butthole if I, like, knew I wasn't hooking up with anybody, you know? Just, like, I got to it. But, you know, like, sometimes you're dating a guy and you have to, like, you know, really. And then her vagina, I just, like a Tinder swipe, just like a boom, like a quick, in and out. She's got some good role model. I just met Hillary Clinton, and yeah, I was pretty psyched about that. And a little discouraging, the amount of applause, but, come on, Hill. But I was like, oh my God, I have to ask her a question. I had like a couple minutes with her. So I was like, do you drink? And She's like, yeah, I do, but, you know, it's hard because I'm busy. And I'm like, me too, I get it. And I'm like, what do you drink? And she was like, oh, vodka, and I like beer and wine. I'm like, well, what about tequila? And she's like, oh, I don't really like tequila. I only drink it when my friends make me. I'm like, make you? Like, who's hazing Hillary Clinton? Who's like a rail shot of tequila, like, take the shot, you bitch. Who's doing that? I've been meeting all these famous people. I met Bradley Cooper. I get it. Some of the girls in here are just like, he doesn't do it for me. And like, I get it. And you have a golden vagina and I celebrate you. But he's the kind of hot where, trust me, when he's in front of you, you would just grab your ankles. Like, you wouldn't even mean to. You wouldn't know what happened. You would say things you didn't mean, like, many holes fine. Like, you would just... That's the kind of hot that Bradley is. And so I saw him at this event, and I walked over, and I was like, hey, Bradley, good to see you. Sorry, I always shout your name, because he has, like, hearing loss, I think, from sniping, so my sister thinks it's funny for me to, like, creep up on him and be like, Bradley! Like, she just likes it, so I do it. And so I was like, okay, have a good night. And he's like, well, wait, hang out. And I was like, huh? I was like, but I'm trash from Long Island. Like, why would you have a lower back tattoo? And he's like, no, sit. And we keep talking and talking, and I keep giving him an out. Like, all right, see, he's like, hang out, how's your sister? I'm like, you remember I lived there? Like, people are like, Bradley, let's get a drink. He's like, I'm talking to Amy. That's not how he talks, but like, you know what I'm saying? And then 30 minutes I'm talking to him, and then the event started, and I was like, okay, see you later. And then I walked away, and I was like, am I dating Bradley Cooper? Like, I don't know how Hollywood works, but I'm pretty sure that I'm dating Bradley Cooper. And I changed my Facebook status. Well, I'm like, it's not complicated. I'm engaged to Bradley Cooper. And I was like, it is an exciting time for women in Hollywood. It really is. Some of you may have heard I got hacked. You definitely didn't hear, because they didn't find anything they wanted. It was the equivalent of someone breaking into your apartment and being like, no, we're good, later. Like, no one. And so the security guy, he was like, we can retrace their steps and see what they found. And I was like, okay. And I knew it wasn't naked pictures, because I'm 34. I haven't taken a naked picture of myself in a long time, because, like, things are... Like, under this, you can't really tell, but it just looks like a lava lamp. Like, things are just kind of, like, moving around and not really finding a home. So I was like, what did they look at? He's like, they looked at what you Google. Do you want to know what you Google the most? And I was like, is it me? And he's like, no. By far, what you Google the most is... Can I drink on these antibiotics? And do these antibiotics make my birth control worthless? So I'm trash. We've got a great show for you. The Weeknd is here. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Thanks for watching, and remember to subscribe. Now it's laser time.